Dan Hanford, welcome to Carlisle United.
Thank you very much.
How'd you enjoy that? Didn't get to do a great deal in the half, did you?
No. Some pre-seasons you don't get to do much. It's just about getting minutes and concentration under your belt for a young keeper, so it's good.
You've got a big year here, haven't you?
Yeah, I've only got a year contract, so I've got a lot to prove, trying to extend it.
The manager's already said that he wants you to challenge number one Mark Gillespie. I guess that's good to know that you're not just coming in to be an understudy.
Yeah, so one of the major things that I did sign for, because he didn't want me to sit on the bench, you know. He wanted two keepers to be pushing for number one, which I think is great. And the fact that me and Mark and Tony, we all get on well, it's going to be great for us.
How long have you been there in training now with him then?
The keepers have been in for 3 weeks. We had a goalkeeper trial. Six of us came in.
You won that one?
Yeah. He invited me back. Luckily, there's another keeper as well, and the gaffer decided to bring me in for longer and contract talks.
So it's already a boost that you've won that, then you've got the contract as well. I suppose these are all the things that you need just to get you ready for the start of the season.
Yeah, it really does boost your confidence, you know, that another manager wants to see you and doesn't want me just to be a part player, wants me to push on. So, yeah, that's great for my confidence. Hopefully I can do it.
And do you feel you've got a good team there with Mark Gillespie and Tony Keogh, the three of you? It all works well with you? Because you're really close, aren't you, goalkeepers? You always wind up being a bit of a family.
Yeah, we do have our little union. You know, we all stick together. So, yeah, we are getting on well, which is clicked straight away, you know. We all joined in. Mark came in for the first couple of days of training with the six keepers as well. But, yeah, it's all been good, really.
And I read a little bit about you, but just for those fans who perhaps don't know too much about you, tell us where you've been before here.
Started as my YT at Rochdale. Done a loan move to Clitheroe. And then Glenn Hoddle seen me. I went out for his academy and played for his team in Spain. Then after that, played Hereford at League Two and Conference. And last year I played in Malta for Floriana in the Maltese Prem. So, yeah, been around a bit.
It's not a bad spreadsheet, that is it, of clubs. I mean, I was going to let you go there, actually, but I must ask, what was it like in the old Glenn Hoddle Academy? Because he's an impressive man, isn't he?
The coaching there we had was amazing, you know. Everyone was an expert, you know, but they've been everywhere. Mm. Glenn, as the England manager, his CV speaks for himself. And we had Dave Besant, our keeper coach for the keepers, yeah. So the coaching there was top class.
Still have the perm?
Nah, he still got it.
Did you really?
Yeah, not as much, but you know, still got his curly hair.
Well, look, the very best of luck here.
Thank you very much.